Okay, let's see the Mishnah again. Dini Mamad is Bishloisha, and the Gemara says that means Shloisha Hadyotos, and that's referring to Hadyotos Ahavot. And then Gdelos Ahavolos Bishloisha is referring to Shloisha Snukin. And Gdelos Ahavolos is Mamad. And then the Mishnah has Chatzimez, Kefal, Dalad Vehei, and Simifatimo. These are all Knosses. So what does it mean, Meitu Shemra? A pasuk in the Chumash that if the way the Gemara in Ksubas understands the pasuk, the husband brings two eidim to testify that his wife was mezaneh during erusin, and we discover later that the husband bribed the eidim. We have witnesses who testify that the husband paid a bribe to the eidim to testify falsely in order to give his wife the death penalty. And then later it's discovered that this is a lie because Adam comment on Mazim. How do you discover that the Adam are a lie? He gets another two Adams to contradict the first two Adams. And my cause is to Sais Lahani. Sais Lahani, how do you know it's telling the truth? So the Gemara understands the Pshat and the Pasuk. It says in the Chumash that the father should spread out the sheet. Of course, so has similarly any has king. But spread out the sheet. What does that prove? I mean, he spreads out the sheet that they had the Biri Shainan. And it has tipe damin. Maybe he put the dam on later on. How does that prove that she was a psula at the time that they got married? So the Gemara says that pasuk is not to be taken literally. Of course, a hasim l'aliyani haskenim. That's a way of speaking. And what it means is varim uvarim kisim, that the issue becomes clarified like a white sheet. In the days of the Tanakh, the Easter, like a similar address. In the days of the Tanakh. In days of the Tanakh, the most common practice would be that women would wear white dresses. And once in a long while, they would have colored dresses. So that's why the expression developed, Ufosu Hasimla means Dvar Mechuvarim. Chiver means white. Dvar Mechuvarim Kisimla, the thing is absolutely clear, like a dress. Today, the dresses are very complicated. It's not so Mechuvar. If it's a white dress, there's nothing complicated, very clear. So what does it mean, Dvar Mechuvarim Kisimla means? That the father brings Eidim who amazim the Eidi Habal, and the Torah says we believe the second kat to amazim the first kat, so we assume that the husband was lying, the husband's witnesses were lying, and then later on we discover that the husband indeed bribed the Eidim to tell Eidu Shekin. So in such a case, the Torah has the punishment of Moitzi Shemra that has the three parts. That the husband, the Yisrael also, that we give him Malkus, special din of Malkus, not the regular din of Malkus. Whoever violates an Avera, the Dumi, the Lav, the Chasima gets Malkus. That's one parsha of Malkus. This is a separate parsha of Malkus. That's what Tosfos points out in Tzmura. Tosfos in Tzmura points out. And he more talks about Alav, Shem, or Maisa, ain't loikim Malkus, except for three cases, Nishma, Meim, and Vekalach, Avera, B'Shem. So Tosfos says, why doesn't it say Motzi Shemra? Why doesn't it say Enim Zemim? Tosfos says, no, Motzi Shemra, that's a different din. Enim Zemim, that's a different din. Sometimes me mother bishponish ben gush machalutza huzmu, so we give them Malkus. That's not Malkus because Dumi Dalab de Hasima. And the Malkus of the Maitri Shemra has nothing to do with Dumi Dalab de Hasima. That's a separate. That's a Malkus of by the Eidim Zemim who testified falsely that somebody's a ben gush machalutza. That's a Malkus that substitutes for Kasha Zamam. Whenever he can't give the real Kasha Zamam, he gives that Malkus. And when there's a Maitri Shemra, he gets another kind of Malkus. That's a different din. The memory of the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon's memory in the Gemara in the beginning of Tzmura, that kol lav shem or ma'isein loikim olav chutz v'nish b'mem mikal chaver b'shem, what he's saying is that there's a din of Malkus of dumi delav dechassimo. Whoever violates any aver that's similar to stop some shabbidishay gets Malkus, and if it's a lav shem or ma'isein, then it's considered not similar to losaf some shabbidishay. And there are three cases where, despite the fact that the whole aver is only a day dibur, Nishba Meir, Mekal Haver B'Shem, the whole Haver is only by speaking, we have Psukim that teaches that it does fall into this category of Dumya, the Lav, the Chasim. Even though it's not Dumya, you still get Malkus. But this is a different Malkus. It says the Yisrael also. The Moshe Shemi gets Malkus. Yon shows a Meir Kesef, and he has to pay the Meir Kesef. V'loi Siyel Yisho, V'yuchol Yishalcha Tol Yama. But that's the whole package deal. That's the package punishment that we give to the Moshe Shemra. He has to pay the mayor Kesef, and the Bezin gives him the Malkus. And Lo Siyel Yisho, he is married to his wife. It doesn't mean he has to marry her, By the oinus, it says, so there it means he has to marry her, if the girl insists, because they're not married. In the case of the ma'anis, the single girl, they're not married. So the Chumash says, if the girl demands it, she's crying, no one's ever going to want to marry her, she wants him to marry her, because he was ma'anis. So if that's what she wants, so the aloha says, he's not going to be so smart, he's probably not going to be a good husband, but if that's what she wants, so then we force him to marry her. He can't divorce her against her wishes, unless she says she's had it, she doesn't want to be married with him. So if they both want to get divorced, okay. But if only he wants to get rid of her, and she doesn't want him to divorce her, it says, L'yuchel l'shalcha kol yama. Here, by the Moti Shemra, it doesn't mean V'loi Sili Isha, he should marry her. He is married to her. It means V'loi Sili Isha has to retain his wife, and he's not allowed to divorce her again, against her wishes. If she agrees, he can divorce her. But it means against her wishes, not. The Gemara Makkos points to that. That there's a difference between V'loi Sili Isha by the Moti Shemra, V'loi Sili Isha by the Oynes. By the Oynes, V'loi Sili Isha means he should marry her. But Moti Shemra is married already. It means he should retain her, he shouldn't divorce her. So this is the taina that Tosfos has against Rashi. We know what Moti Shemra is. It's a parsha in the Chumash, and it's Mishnayos and Maseches Ksubis. In the fourth parak in Ksubis. Third parak says, Eil Narish Yesh Lam Knas. Eil Narish is all about Oynes and Mefata. Then Narish and Ispatsa is also about Mefata. Then in the middle of Narish and Ispatsa, you have all the dinim of Moti Shemra. So we know what Moti Shemra means. Rashi over here learns a whole different interpretation. Rashi on Chesam and Al. Rashi on the Mishnah writes the normal Pshat, Moti Shemra, Lam Matzos El Bit Chumsun, Lam Chos Amer Kesef. Rashi on the Mishnah writes the normal Pshat. Rashi on the Gemara, Chesam and Al, the way Rashi read the whole Gemara, Rashi learns that the Gemara is interpreting Moti Shemra to mean that the husband comes to Bezin the morning after the wedding. They got married, Sulan Nisus Liyom Avi. Comes to the Bez of Yom HaMishi in the morning, is Neman Lahafsidik Sabos Alpiv, and that's called Moti Shemra. So Tyson has a series of kashas. All these kashas come from the Sefer Yosha Abinatam. Sefer Yosha is a red sefer with yellow letters on the cover. This edition, different editions, okay. And it's authored by the Abinatam, by Rashi's grandson. There's all the kashas that Tyson has, it all comes from the Sefer Yosha. And the main kasha is that's not what the word Moti Shemra means. Moti Shemra means, we know what Moti Shemra means. He brought Eidim, the husband brought Eidim, and testified the wife as Mizana, and the father of the girl brings Eidim, who are Mazim, the Eidi Abal, and Eidim testified that he bribed his Eidi Sheker. How does Rashi learn shot like that? So the last two lines in Tosfos, they say, the Yerushalmi has a machlokes Amoraim. Some Amoraim learn like Rashi in the whole Mishnah, some Amoraim learn like the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is presenting his pshat. Okay. So what does he learn pshat in the Mishnah? Moti Shemra means the husband brought Edom, the wife as Mizane, and then we're mazim the Edom. So you're mazim the Edom, so what's the machlekes whether being done the husband to pay the Moti Shemra, the Meir Kesef, needs a bezn of 3, a bezn of 23, should need a bezn of 3 smuchim. Because it's a knas. Moti Shemra is a knas like Benish and the Fata. Okay, so you should need 3 smuchim. Why does any Tana insist that you have to have 23? Why should you need 23? So the Gemara says, because it may develop into Dina Nefashis. So the Rabbi Natan says, what do you mean it may develop into Dina Nefashis? 100% is going to be Vasis Malakash Zaman Lashis Liachim. If they were attempting to give the death penalty to the woman, and we were mazim them, so it says Vasis Malakash Zaman Lashis Liachim. Don Tutin is going to be dealing the fashis. What's the shaila? So Tosfos says no. He's imum kodem gemadim on chesam abay. We have to knock that down. It must be he's imum kodem gemadim. So and therefore what? So the Mishnah says in Makkos that the only time you give the punishment vasis loy kashizamam lasis liyochid is if nigmat ain ready nasim zemim at shigam radin apihem. If it's loy nigmradin, if the witnesses testify falsely, and the bezin is discussing whether they should punish the nidon or not, and then we're mazim the witnesses before bezin comes to a conclusion, so the witnesses don't get the punishment of kashizam. So that's what Rabbi Natan says. You have to add that on to the gemara. Okay, zolzai nazai. What else? So what's the case again? The husband broke witnesses and testifies who testified that the wife was Mizana, and were Mazim the Edim Kodim the Madim. So there isn't an imminent Einish Mita here, but there's a Machlokes Amer Nachachamim whether you need 23 or not. Why? Because it may develop later to become, it may or may not, it's not that it's a Vadois of a Din in the Foshes, may develop later to be Din in the Foshes. What's going to develop to be Din in the Foshes? How can it develop to be Din in the Foshes? And what's going to be if it's going to develop to be Din in the Foshes? The husband wants to, the father of the girl wants to collect the Mea Kesef of Moitzi Shem with a Bezna of 3, so we're concerned maybe it'll develop to become Din in the Foshes and we'll have to have a Bezna of 23, and people won't fully understand what's going on. So they'll say, originally they started with a Bezna of 3, now all of a sudden they switched to a Bezna of 23. The explanation is very simple. Originally they started with a Bezna of 3 to make the husband pay Knas, a Moitzi Shem. Now it develops into the Foshes, 23, but the people are not going to look into the details. People just look superficially. They started with a Bezna of 3 and now they made a Bezna of 23. It must be that there was something very wrong with the Bezna of 3. It must be they turned out to be gimlers. Misachim Bekuvia, Malvi Beribis, Kazlonim, Kanovim, Mechalei Shabbos or something. It must be that the Bezna of 3 was not a kosher Bezna. So the people will be Moitzi Laz ala Bezna Shal Shloisha originally. That's what it means. Moitzi Laz, the Rabbeinu Tam insists, that's one of the 10 kashas in the beginning of this thesis. Moitzi Laz means people will say something which make up Lashon Hara, which is not true. People will make up the story which is not true. As the Gemara has an expression, Nimtza Temoitzi Laz al Gitin Harishayim. People will be Moitzi Laz, they'll think that all the Gitin given, if you're going to introduce a new Chumrah today that we never did in Hilchas Gitin, Tosfos is alluding to a Gemara Gitin in the first paragraph. If you'll introduce Tavheim Abay, so the Gemara says, one of the Amorim says, let's introduce a new Chumrah in Hilchas Gitin. The Gemara says, not a smart thing to do. If you've got to introduce a new Chumrah today, so the Hamoyinam won't realize what's going on. So they'll think, only this is a kosher get, and all the Gitin that were given the last 3,000 years from the days of Maimon HaSinai were no good, because they didn't have this Chumrah that we just introduced. And it's really not true. All the Gitin were good from the days of Maimon HaSinai till today, and the children are not Mamzer. So that, the Gemara words that, that's an expression in the Gemara. Nimtzes at the Motzi Laz al Gitin Harishan. You'll be Motzi Laz that the children are Mamzer. Motzi Laz means you'll say something negative which is not true. The truth of the matter is that all the Gitin were good and the children from the second marriage of the woman are not Mamzer. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam rejected Rashi's Pshad. Rashi says, Chashina Lalaz. Chashina Lalaz means we have to be Choshish. Maybe Shema Yetze Hakol. Maybe word will travel among all the people in the city, and people will hear the charges that the husband has against his wife that she was in Zana doing Erisin, and maybe witnesses will step forward. So why is that called Moitzi Laz? Chashina Lalaz, you should say Chashina Lahaver Hakol. Maybe the call will spread and witnesses will step forward. You don't call it Laz if it's true. So that's what prompted Rabbeinu Tam to say Fakir. Chashina Lalaz means we are Choshish. People will be Moitzi Laz on the Bezin. That's the same as Chashina L'Kvodim Shal Rishonim. The same as the Gemara has the Machlokes Ula and Rabba. What's the reason why the Chachamim and the Mishnah require a Bezin of 23? A Meir says, Moitzi Shemra is a Meir Kesef, Knas, a Knas, is Shloisha Smuchim, finished. What's the problem? The Chachamim say, no, you need Esim and Shloisha. Why? Because sometimes it has Din Foshi. What do you mean sometimes it has Din Foshi? So what? But now we're just being done to the Mammonis. So the Gemara has a my habit. So what if sometimes it has? So Ula and Rabba both gave Pshatim. So the Rabbi Natam and the Sefer Yosha writes, according to his Pshat, Karov Mehem Leo Zekozer. The two Pshatim are basically the similar, very similar concern, except that each one's concerned in a different case. You have to, we insist on a Bezna of 23, even though it should have been good a Bezna of 3, because Bechoshish, if we're going to have Bezna of, if we'll have a Bezna of 3, it may cause people to cast aspersions on their Rabbanim. Improperly. Some Rabbanim are cooks. Okay? But that's not called Laz. If it's true, it's not called Chashina Laz. It means people will cast aspersions on their Rabbanim. So just the detail machloik is between Ula and Rabba, in which case are you Choshish? That people will be Mevaza the Rabbanim. So Ula says, in any case where you start off with a Bezna of 3, And there is a possibility that you may require a Bezna 23, so the people will say, aha, I told you, those three guys were the Sachi Bekuvia, Malvi Beribis, the Gimbas, the Ganovin, the Mechalei Shabbos, that's why they're no good. That's why they had it bring together a Bezna 23 later on. That's what Ula says. Rabbi says no. If you're gonna require later on, mm-hmm. What do you mean? It started with a Bezna 3 and it develops into Dinah Vashini 23, so everybody will understand. The whole story changed. Now it started with Dini Moment, it's now developed Dinah Vashini. That's not a problem. What is a problem is Faket, the reverse, then there's a problem. If you started with 23, and then we're going to judge the case with 3 because 20 disappears. So then people will say, the 3 must have told the other 20 to go fly, to go disappear, because they're crooked, or because they're Mechal HaShabbos, they're not religious or something. So then you say, Choshishim L'Koyedim Shal Rishon. So Rabbi Natam says that both Rabbi and Ula are concerned that it's similar concerns, Kerevim Devreim Leo Zekazeh, similar concern. It's just that Ula is more Choshish than Rabbi. Ula is even Choshish in a case where you start off with 3, but it may need 23 later on. So let's see according to Rabbi Natam. How do you start off with 3? What's the case? You start off with 3, and it may need 23 later on. And you're talking about Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra means that the Bo Eri Ha'ov, the Hizimum Le'eri Ha'bal. So the husband brought 2 witnesses to testify that the wife was Mizan. He brought the 2 witnesses in the presence of a Bezna of 3. What did he do that for? The Bezna of 3. So that's the same as what Rashi wrote on the base. Vahani Ami Bapi Klosa. The 2 witnesses who come for Dinah Nefashis are testifying in the presence of the Bezna of 3. Apparently he also holds like the Rav Sadi Gaon. I mean, that also goes like that. Same as Rashi, same as Rav Sadi Gaon Achumish. The Kabbalah says that Dinah Nefashis is fishing with the Bezna of 3. So the Eidei HaBaal, the 2 Eidei HaBaal testify in the presence of a Bezna of 3. And then, the Eidei HaAv, Amazim the Eidei HaBaal. So if the Mazim, then we have to Gemar Din, so there's going to be Kasha Zama. So we're going to give an Einish Misa to the Eidim. So that's going to be, of course it's going to be, it's not Chashina Lulaz, maybe it'll develop. Absolutely, it is going to develop into the, very much so. There's not going to be a machlekes choshishim lalan. So what case are we talking about? We were mazin them before gmadim. Okay. So what are we concerned about? What nahak? So what's the machlekes? So the chachamim say since it may develop into din nefashis later, even to be done the din imamim is yinitri. How is it going to develop into din nefashis? It was who's mekodim gmadim. It's not going to develop into din nefashis. That means maybe another pair of eidim will come. We're going to say. The first pair of Eidim Muhuzmi. Maybe another pair of Eidim will come who are going to say that the wife was Mizane, and then she's going to get the Einish Misa, and we won't be Mazin, and it'll turn out we won't be Mazin then. So it'll turn out that there will be Nefashis later. So since they may develop the Din Nefashis, and then we'll require 23, so people will say, how come we started off with 3, now we have 23? It must be that the 3 were crooks. They were Misach and Mekuvia, they were Ganov and Mechalei Shabbos. So the Rabbi Natam says, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says on Amud Beis that the only time you choshish maybe more Eidim will come to testify the same thing is only if the first Eidim were by Huzmu. But if the first pair of Eidim were Huzmu, maybe Abalim Shizinsa Behizimum, if the Eidi Ha'av, Amazim, the Eidi Abal, then the Gemara says on Amud Beis, Tulek Alamechosh, that you're not concerned, maybe another pair of Eidim will come. We see clear that the husband is a liar. We will mazim his witnesses. So it cannot be that Yechoshish that maybe another pair of Eidim will come. So what does Ula say? Choshishim lalaz? Choshishim lalaz. You can say maybe another pair of Eidim will come. You can't judge the Kanas. Moshi Shemra, the Me'akes Moshi Shemra, the Bezna 3, because Choshishim lalaz, we can say maybe witnesses will come. Chashina lakola, maybe witnesses will come and test. The rumor will spread that the husband claims wife and son during everything. Another 2 pair of Eidim will come. The first Eidim will Huzmu. The second pair will not be Huzmu. And then they'll be Din in the Fashis because we won't be Mazim in the second pair. You're not Choshish after a Hazama of the first pair. You're not Choshish that another pair of Eidim will come. So So according to Rabbeinu Tam, how does the Gemara say Chashina Lalan? So Rabbeinu Tam is forced. He keeps on, he's forced into a corner over here. Rabbeinu Tam is forced into saying, we were never mazim the first Eidim. If we would be mazim the first pair of Eidim that the husband brought, so like Hashin and Shema Yavi Eidim Acheri. The guy's a Huchsa Chakran, he's a liar. There's not going to be any more Eidim on the case. It must be we were never mazim the Eidei HaBaal. So if you never mazim the Eidei HaBaal, how does he pay Moitzi Shemra money? The Gemara says in Ksubis, the husband only pays Moitzi Shemra if he brought Eidim and they were Huzmu. So Rabbi Natam comes up with a Chiddush in Chumash. Machlokes Rabbi Natam and everybody else how to read Pshat in the Chumash. When the Torah says that the husband pays a punishment of Meir Kesef, the Yisrael, so the Yom Shos, the Meir Kesef, Eloi Seel Yisha, the whole punishment, so everybody learns like it says in the Gemara in Ksubis. Oforso Hasimlo Lieni Akteinim, has to be Dvar Muchuvarim Kisimlo. You have to prove conclusively that the husband is a liar and that the wife is not guilty. How do you prove conclusively? By being mazim, the Eidei HaBaal. That's what it says in the Gemara. So Rabbi Natam says, no, you don't have to prove conclusively. Just that the husband brought witnesses and it fell apart. How did it fall apart? If the husband brings witnesses and another two witnesses contradict them, so my chazis decides, lahani, decides, lahani, so who says that his witnesses fell apart? So one example of his witnesses falling apart is if you're mazim his witnesses. That's one example, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the only example. The Rabbi Natam has other examples of cases where the aegis of the husband fell apart. If it's going to be trade, that's not called falling apart. Maybe his witnesses are telling the truth. So Rabbi Natam says, I'll give you another two cases where the husband brings witnesses and it falls apart. One case is if the two witnesses contradict each other. I'm his man of them often. On B'dikas for that matter. And another case is if the witnesses of the husband say any Odeya on the Zman and the Mokum. The husband brings witnesses and they say the wife was Mzana during everything, and it doesn't say when exactly did it happen. They say it was after the Erisin before the Nisun. That was a year. They say we don't remember. We think it was on a Tuesday night, but we don't remember which Tuesday night. No, the 50 Tuesday nights in the year, which one? That they don't remember. So the Rabbi Natam says, since they say any Odeya and his man or the Makom, and the Mishnah says later, if you say any Odeya, throw out the Eidus, so it turns out the husband brought Eidim, and we throw out the Eidim. That's the Mishnah Mem Amid Aleph. Mishnah says, Ma ben Chakiris lebedikis, what's the difference between Chakiris and Bedikis? If Chakiris is the questions regarding the Zman HaMokam. That's the last narrow line. And the Mishnah and Daf Mem Amin Al, Peretoy Botkin. So it says, Ma ben Chakiris Lebedikis, what's the difference, Halacha Lamaisa? What's the difference in description? We know. Chakiris is the seven questions regarding the Zman HaMokam. And Bedikis is all the other questions. What color suit was he wearing? What kind of a jacket was he wearing? A suit jacket or a sport jacket? Was he wearing a tie? Was not wearing a tie? Was he wearing a straw hat, was it wearing a felt hat, was it wearing a yarmulke, things that are irrelevant to the case, just what did it look like? That's bedikas. Bedikas are the issues that are irrelevant. The chakiris are the seven questions regarding zman and mokum. The Rambam has three categories. Instead of just having chakiris and bedikas, like it says in the Mishnah, the Rambam has drishos for chakiris and bedikas. So he has drishos for chakiris are two different things. So he says Chakiris are the seven questions in Zman HaMakom, and the Grisha side, the witnesses say that Reuben killed Shimon. They say, how did he kill him? Did he kill him with a knife? Did he kill him with a bullet? Did he kill him by poisoning him? So that's Grisha. Tell us all the details of the story. Not on the details, was it snowing outside? Was it not snowing? Was the floor carpeted? Or was there linoleum? Or were there tiles on the floor? Was there a blackboard? Was there anything written on the blackboard? That's bedikas. That's side things, what color clothing? That's bedikas. But when the Bezin asks, what kind of a knife was it? Or did he bop him over the head? That the Rambam calls that Risha. Okay. So the Rambam has the three categories. He says he says on the Mishnah, if the witnesses say, what is the difference between Chakiris and Bedikas? What's the difference in description? We know what it is. What's the difference in Halacha? So the Mishnah says, what's the difference in Halacha? What's the difference halachically? Ma ben Chakiris and Bedikas? Chakir Sechad Amenei Deya Dusim Teilu. Vadik Sechad Amenei Deya Apili Shnaim Amenei On Yod May Dusim Kayemes. So if they say any of them Bedikas is good, so what's the whole significance of asking Bedikas? So the answer is, if the witnesses will not say any there, they'll tell the information and they'll contradict each other. So if the witnesses contradict each other and Bedikas, then we throw it out. Who says so? Ben Zakkai. That's what the Mishnah says. Maisa Barat Ben Zakkai. Why did we call him Ben Zakkai? We call him by his last name. What happened? Rabban Yochan Ben Zakkai, chief rabbi. Why do you call him Ben Zakkai? The Gemara says the answer is he was a young man at that time. He wasn't yet the chief rabbi. He wasn't yet a rabbi. Rabban Yochan Ben Zakkai means Rabbeinu, our rabbi. Rabban, that's when he was the chief rabbi. The Gemara says he lived to the age of 120. For the first 40 years he worked for a living and he made $1 million. The next 40 years he learned until he got smich at the age of 80. Then at the age of 80 they appointed him the chief rabbi for 40 years and he lived till 120 and he made 9 takonis. Some of the takonis bizman abayis, some of the takonis after churban abayis. And the Gemara says we're not sure historically how much of the last 40 years of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was before the churban abayis, how much was after. We don't know whether it's 20 years during the abayis, 20 years after the abayis, or 5 years before the churban, and 35 years after the churban, or 30 years before the churban, 10 years after, we don't know exactly. But this story happened during the middle 40 years, when he was between the age of 40 and the age of 80, he was not yet a rabbi, didn't have any smicha. So the Mishnah records this story, Maisa Barak Ben Zakkai, at that time, that's how he was known, Ben Zakkai. So he had a chiddush, that he asked the witnesses, somebody murdered somebody else under a te'ena tree, under a fig tree. So he asked them, how juicy were the figs? Or how fat were the uktsim? The uktsim is the part of the fig that's attached to the tree. Were they fat uktsim or were they thin uktsim? So the witness, a question? So the witnesses contradict each other. The witnesses say, we don't remember. Fine, okay, what do you want? Not what you remember. But if they, each one says that he does remember, you interrogate the witnesses, Zeh Shalai B'fnei Zeh. If you're going to interrogate Zeh B'fnei Zeh, so of course they're going to say the same thing. So he asked them all the questions there, Shalei B'fnei Zeh. One says it's Tzea Dakin, one says it's Tzea Gassim. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said a Chiddush, and they accepted it. The Bezin accepted it. He was a student on that Bezin, an apprentice dying. So they accepted his opinion. But the Mashmos of the Mishnah is that the other Tanoim did not agree with him. They held that it's irrelevant. Even if the witnesses contradict each other in B'dikas, you can still give Din Nefashit. That's how our Gemara says. That it's a machloikis between Rav Yechem and Zaka and Achachomim, where the Hakosh and Bedikas passes the Edom or not. That's how we learned that already on Tesan and Beis. About the seventh line, the boy say, we can give another pshat in the Mishnah. What's machloikis on Me'am Achachomim, where they need 3 or 23? Going to this Kachish, but Bedikas for this Kachish, but Chakiris. Some of the people Ben Zakkai and Rabbanim, this not. So the Gemara assumes that the Rabbanim, the other Tanoim, disagree with Ben Zakkai. That Bezin that he was a Talmud, he was an apprentice, Dayan, and that Bezin accepted his idea. That if the witnesses contradicted each other on the thickness of the Uptsin, of the Tainim, on the Taina tree under which the murder occurred, so you would throw out the case. But the other Tanoim apparently didn't agree with him. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbanim, and Rabbanim, and Rabbanim. He's getting back again. So the Mishnah says that if the witnesses contradict each other in Bedikas, we pass on Allah like Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. If the witnesses say any Adeya in the Chakiris, there's Manamokom, so you throw out the testimony. So the Rabbi Natam is forced into this. He's forced into a corner over here. Rabbi Natam learns Pshat, Toshishim Lalaz, we have to be concerned maybe in the future, Shema Yeti HaKol. The Laz doesn't mean the Kol. Shema Yeti, Rashi learns the Laz is the Kol. The word Chashina Lalaz means Toshishim Shema Yeti HaKol. So the Rabbi Natam says, why is it called the Laz? Say Chashina Lakolo. So it's Rabbi Natam says, no, Chashishim Shema Yeti HaKol, Shema Yavoy Yavoy Acherim. The Yagidu and the witnesses will testify that she's Chayv Misa. And then we'll need a Bezna 23. And then Chashina Lalaz. People will say, how come he started with 3 and now you have 23? It must be that the 3 were Mesachi Bekuvia or Mechalei Shabbos or something. That's what it means, Chashina Lalaz. So the Rabbi Natam is bothered, but we're talking about collecting Motzi Shemra money. Motzi Shemra, you only collect if the husband brought witnesses and they were rejected. So the only way to reject them is through Hazama. And once you have a Hazama, so you don't have to. So the Gemara says, "Fair, you're not choshish. Maybe more witnesses will come later." So how am I learning the whole Gemara? So he says, "No, the whole Gemara goes. The husband brought witnesses, and they were hikishu zeh bidvikis. The two witnesses that he brought to say the wife was Musan contradicted each other in bidvikis, or in chakiris, they said any odeya. So the husband brought witnesses and it fell apart. So he's also chayev, he's chayev to pay mea kesef. Somebody with the gechidish. No one agrees with that in the time. A machlekes in pshat and the chumash. The pasha pshat and the chumash is not like that in the time, that the husband only pays mea kesef if we're mazim his witnesses, and we prove conclusively that they were lying, and we have witnesses who testify that he paid them bribe money. He paid them, he gave them shechad. To give, not shechad, he gave them a bribery to testify falsely. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, they didn't testify falsely. It could be they're telling the truth. The only thing is that they said any of them is manamakam, or they said they contradicted each other in bedikas. Rabbeinu Tam holds whenever the husband brings witnesses and it falls apart, that's the halacha that he has to pay mea kesef. The Rambam, nobody agrees with this, Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam 100% cannot agree with this Rabbeinu Tam. If you look there in the Mishnah says is a mem amar aleph. There's a difference between chakiris and bedikas. What if the edim say any of them? So any of them bedikas doesn't passel, and any of them chakiris does passel. So the Gemara mem aleph on the base asks the question: why is there a difference? Here. More tells a story. Rav Kahana and Rav Safra, Tanu Sanhedrin Bei Rabba. These two students were learning Mishnah Sanhedrin and Rabba's Yeshiva. Pagabuhu Rami Bachama. So they saw the rabbi bumps into them. Omalahu. So he says, "My Amrita Baba Sanhedrin the Bei Rabba. What great, what big Torah did you hear in Rabba's Yeshiva? He's making fun of them. What big Torah did you hear in Rabba's Yeshiva learning Sanhedrin? This Amem Aleph Amem Beis." Amri Lay, so they said to him, Umay Amrinan Boba Sanhedrin Greater. What do other people say on Masecha Sanhedrin? Not by Rabbah. What do you have? What are you driving at? What do you want over here? Well, I'm Sanhedrin, like everybody's going to say. What do you mean? Umay Kashalach, why do you have a problem? You have a Kasha, so tell us the Kashalach. He says, Amala, yeah, I have a Kasha. Amala, Mehodik Tani Mabe, Chakiris Lebedikas, Chakiris Echad, I mean, any day, do some Taylor. Bedikas, who says any day, even if they're both witness say any day, Rami, who is it? So Rami Bachama doesn't understand. Michdi Idi, the Araisi, they both learned that from Sukkim. There is an institution of Chakiris and there is an institution of Bedikas. Maishna Chakiris and Maishna Bedikas. How come any day and Bedikas is good only if they makish each other? And how come any day and Chakiris is no good? Omrulei, so the two students, Rav Kana and Rav Safra, answered Rami Bachome, Hachi Ashta, what's the comparison? They gave the right answer. So they said, Bechakiris Omrechemem any day, Edusim B'Tela. If a witness says any day is no good, because it's Edishiyati Ochal Azima, because Hazoma depends on Zman Amokam. So if the witnesses, when we ask the witnesses, when did it happen, where did it happen, they say they don't remember exactly, so you can never catch him in a lie. So he won't be able to be Mazim then. So Edishiyati Ochal Azima is not acceptable. But Amrechmem any day, but Bedikas, if Amrechmem any day, do some kayemis. Why? Because they're Shatiochal Azimahu. So he said to them, hey, that's great. He didn't realize that that was Shat. He said, that's a Gevaldig of Shat. So he learns very well. So they thought he was asking him some kind of a trick question. And he wasn't asking anything tricky. So he said to them, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's a good Shat. So they said, oh, it's very kind of you. Omer lei, mi tigusa demar aminam bo, tuvo. Minizihusa demar lei aminam bo, v'loi choda. If you would have been nasty to us, if you would have been trying to trick us, we would have fallen to pieces, we wouldn't have known what to say. But since you're a sweet rabbi, Rami Bacham, and you asked a sweet question, and you asked it nicely, you weren't trying to trip us or anything, so that's why we gave you the right shot. Okay. So the Gemara says that, what does it say in Gemara? The reason why any adeh is no good in Chakiris is because it will be Eidushiyati Ochalazim. Now the Rambam had a third category. The Rambam said there's Risha de Chakiris. The Rambam says the term Chakiris refers to the Sheva Chakiris, the Zman Amokam, the seven questions, and Drishas refers to the Sipra Maisa. They say, how did he kill him? They say that Reuben killed Shimon. Did he kill him with a, did he stab him in the back? Did he stab him in the front? Did they poison him? Did they use a gun and so on? So the Rambam says that's called Rishus. The Rambam says any day and Rishus is no good either. Why is any day and Rishus no good? Well, that's what the Ravid says. Toba's there. The Rambam made a mistake. He's in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Eidus. So the Rambam comes up with his new Einfall that there's a third category. The Mishnah only talks about two categories, Rishus. Mishnah only talks about Hakiris. The Sheva Hakiris is Manamokam and Bidikir. So the Rambam comes up with another category of Rishus. Of Rishus Vichakiris. In Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Eidus. So he's, and the Rambam puts Grisha and Hakira together. So if he said any idea on Mana Mokum or any idea on the murder weapon, so that's not acceptable. So the Ravid asks why? Toba's there. That's Bedikis. If he say any idea on Bedikis, any do some potato. So why does the Rambam say that any idea apostles over there? It's not going to be Edishi Yati Yochel Azim is only if they say any idea on this Mana Mokum. That derived its kasha on the Rambam. Then the Lecha Mishnah has a kasha on Halacha Gimel. Perek Beis in Hilchos Eidus Halacha Gimel, the Rambam is commenting on this Gemara. Where is the Gemara? Right above this story. We started from Mem Aleph on the base, about 15 lines from the top. The story with Rav Kana, Rav Safra. We're learning Mishnah Sanhedrin and Rabbi Yeshiva, they met Rami Bacham and the whole conversation till the two dots. So the five lines right before that, the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, what happens if you have a group of three witnesses? That's how the Gemara interprets the Mishnah. It doesn't really say this. Listen, the Gemara is interpreting this. What if you have three witnesses testifying on a case? Shnai Mamam Yodanu. Two of them give all the information, and one says, they ask him all the questions on Zman HaMokam, so he says, any idea. So if you say any idea on Zman HaMokam, we don't accept your testimony. So what about the testimony of the other two? So the Gemara sounds like it says, that's how Tesis learned, the Gemara sounds like it says, it's Nimtech Mem Karb Apostle, Eidusim B'Tayla, because the one that says any idea on Zman HaMokam is Eidus Shiyat Yochel Azimah. This is a different kind of Karav Apostle. Usually Karav Apostle means Bishas Riyas HaMaisa. At the time we were watching the murder, at the time we were watching the Havoah, one of them was a relative, one of them was a gangster, one of them was a murderer, a ganef, or something like that. He was a Karav Apostle, Bishas Riyas HaMaisa. This is a different kind of Karav Apostle. Three people testify. All three are kosher leaders. But three people testify, and we have to throw out, we have to reject the testimony of one of the witnesses, because he says, any adeh on his mana makom. And any idea on Zman HaMokom is not acceptable because Eidus Yati Yochel Azima. So now Tosfos reads in the Gemara, that's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, that according to the Mishnah and Makkos, that there is a din Nisach and Meredim Karv Apostle, Eidus Kula Meteila, so we can't even accept the testimony of the other two witnesses. Three witnesses, and one says any idea on Zman HaMokom, we can't even accept the testimony of the other two because of the din of Nisach Mem Karv Apostle. That's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. So the Rambam writes up this case and he says the din is the reverse. Hoyehu Eidim Merubim, if there are more than two witnesses, the three or more witnesses, this Perek Beis, Hilchos Seder Halacha Gimel. So if the three or more witnesses, Shnai Mehem, Kivnu Eidusim Hakiris Abidrishis, two of them gave all the information and everything corresponds. The Hashlishi and the third one, Eni Yadeya. So the Rambam writes, Tiskaim Eidus Bishar, Bishnaim Vieharik. If the two gave all the information, the one guy says any again, Zman HaMokom, so they forget about him. And you give the death penalty based on the testimony of the two. So the Lach Mishnah says, Tamili Tuva, it's against the Gemara Mem Aleph on the base. The Gemara says, Keman Ki Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that the top thesis over here in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you hold like that Mishnah in Makkos at the end of the first parak, that there is a din of Nimtzech Mem Karv Apostle, it is Kula Meteila. So if you have three witnesses and one of them says any adeya, you can't even paskin based on the two kosher witnesses. So that's what the Lech Mishnah does know how to deal with the Rambam. The Rambam is against the Gemara. So the Mefarshim explained that the Rambam apparently understood the Gemara. When the Gemara says that the Mishnah is deloike Rebbe Akiva, so the Rambam understands it does mean the Mishnah is against Rebbe Akiva. means the Mishnah has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who formulates the din of Karva Pasul and Makis that the Gemara quoted over here. Nintach Man Karva Pasul. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva's din has no shaykes over here. Karva Pasul means you have three people watching, and one of them is a ganef, a psula guf. One is a ganef, one is a korv. But if it's not a psula guf, when he comes to bed and he says any of there, that's not called Karva Pasul. So what's taka the beer and the shita saramba? Why does the Rambam say the Eni Adeya on the Drishas pasuls, and why does he hold that the Eni Adeya doesn't make it into a Korv Apostle? Let me mention the other day. The Gemara said Chover Ein Tzorach Has Amachloik Yisatanoim on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. The Chover Ein Tzorach Hasra and Daf Chesam and Beis, we had it, and it was quoted also Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. So the Tosfos Chesam and Beis quoted this Gemara on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. So the Gemara says there is a Machloik Yisatanoim where the Chover needs Hasra Isha Chaver Chover Tzorach Hasra Ein Tzorach Hasra. So the Gemara asks, so the Gemara asks, if Chover Ein Tzorach Hasra, it's always going to be Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azima, because the Eidim can always say later on, Lo Yisra Al Baila Bon, whatever that means, he gave Tupshot. So the Gemara asks, how can the Chover ever get the Yoyin Shmisa, even if you all like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yuda, Chover Ein Tzorach Hasra, but the witnesses are going to be Edishi Yati Yochel Azima. If you'll be Mazim then, they'll be able to say, for whatever good that is, the Gemara assumes it is good, if the Edom will say, Lo'es al Balaban, so they won't be punished with the Kashin Zama. So if it's Edishi Yati Yochel Azima, is no good. The Gemara says, she was Mizana a second time. She's ready Asura al Balaban. So when the Rambam quotes that din, Edishi Yati Yochel Azima, is no good, here it says it's in Perik Beis Haloch Aleph, in Hilchus Edis. So the Rambam quotes and he writes that Eidah Shiyat Yachal Azimah B'din in the Farshis is no good. A very clear implication that B'din in Mamadis Eidah Shiyat Yachal Azimah is good. So the Shach in Chosh Mishpah in Hilchus Eidah has two pshatim. He quotes the early Rachmanim had two pshatim in the Rambam. Whether the Rambam meant to say the Min HaTorah, that's the din, the whole din of Eidah Shiyat Yachal Azimah only applies to the Farshis, doesn't apply to Mamadis. Either the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Perek Meruba where it says Beferish. The Gemara is talking about Kefal Dalvehei. The Gemara says Eidah Shiyat Yachal Azimah is no good by Kefal Dalvehei. So the Rambam is perhaps paskining against that Gemara. Maybe that Gemara holds that Eidah Shiyat Yachal Azimah even applies to Mominus. And the Rambam has a Gemara somewhere else, somewhere that which he understands as saying that it only applies to Nefashis. So one pshat in the Rambam is that he's saying on the level of the Raisa, Eidah Shiyat Yachal Azimah is only a din of Nefashis. The other pshat was no. On the level of the Raisa, the din of Eidah Shiyat Yachal Azimah applies equally to Mominus and Nefashis. But once Midirabbanon, Rab Chanina says on that base that they did away with the need for Drisha V'Hakir and Didi Mominus. So if you don't need Drisha V'Hakir, they're never going to have Eidah Shiyat Yachal Azimah. If the Adam don't say this man and welcome, it's always Yati Yochel Azimah. And nonetheless, it's acceptable. So Midirabbanon Eidah Shiyat Yochel Azimah is good by Mominus. So it's unclear what the Pshat in the Rambam is. But the Rambam means on the level of the Raisa and the level of the Rabbanon. So wait a minute. This is a problem. The Beis HaLevi asks, and the Shal Shuvah's Beis HaLevi has a whole essay about this Rambam. So how does the Mishnah says if the witnesses say any a day on this man amokoim, it's no good? So the Gemara asks, Idi lichti idri idi deraisa ninu bedikus is a din deraisa and zman amokam and chakiris is deraisa. How come any a day by bedikus doesn't passel and any a day by zman amokam does passel? So the Gemara says the two talmidim who are learning by Rabbah, Rab Kana, Rab Safra, they said over to Rami Bachama the answer, and that's the correct answer, that by zman amokam it's no good if they say any day because eidu shiati iati yochel azima. So wait a minute. So let's say, according to those Achrayim who understood in the Rambam, that Minatari you need Eidishi Yiyata, Minatari need Eidishi Ati Yochel Azima by Mominus. What was again the Machlokes? Whether that Rambam who said Eidishi Ati Yochel Azima is no good by Nefashis. Is no good by Nefashis. He meant that on the level of the Raisa or on the level of the Rabbanim. So some Achrayim understood that it's on the level of the Raisa such a difference. That Minatari there's no need for Eidishi Ati Yochel Azima by Mominus. So if in HaTorah there's no need for Eidah Shiyat Yochel Azimah, so why is any a day on Zman HaMokim and Momin Pasal the Eidah? The Mishnah is talking in all cases. Hayabotkim, it's not only Din in the Foshas. Hayabotkim, it says any a day on Bedikis is good, and any a day on Chakiris is no good. Any a day on Chakiris is no good, even in Mominus it's no good. after they abolished the need for drisha v'chakira, you don't even ask the question. But before they abolished, before the takana the Rav Chanin is talking about, you don't need some of the rabbanim because they should not tell them those pesnei laws. But originally, you did require drisha v'chakira by edus mamon. So what if the witnesses will say any of their mamon? It's no good. So the question is, why should it be no good? According to one reading in the Rambam, edus shei atiochal azima is good menatar by mamonis. Not just that the rabbanim it's good. After they abolish the need for drisha v'chakira, even menatar edus shei atiochal azima is good. So how come the din seems to be that on the level of the raisa, the eidei mamon is any adan manamokam is no good? The Gemara says because eidei shiat yochel azima, eidei shiat yochel azima is only in the fashas, it doesn't apply to mamonis. So this leads, all of these questions lead the Beis Halevi to interpret the Rambam as follows. Let's say three witnesses come to Beis Din and they testify, and two of them give only information. Then the Beis Din says to the third one, okay, it's your turn. He gets on the stand and he says, okay, tell us, what do you know? He says, I don't know nothing. I just came to see what's going on. I wasn't there. So he's going to say, Karba Puzzle. Nimsechemem Karba Puzzle. Since the third guy is no good because I don't know nothing, so the first guy is also no good. No, that's not Echad Min Ha'edim. He's only called Echad Min Ha'edim if he tells over the story. So the Rambam's opinion is that even if he tells over the story with all of the pitchifkis, all the details, everything, from A to Y, but he doesn't say Z, he doesn't give Zmanam Akom, if he doesn't give this Zmanam Akom, it's Kilo Lo Hayid. It's considered as if the Aegis never got off the ground. Loimit Boy, if he says, I don't know what happened, that's the first I heard of it, I'm listening to the witnesses, I wasn't there, I don't know about the murder, I don't know about the Halvor, I don't know about the Chilul Shabbos, I don't know anything about anything. So not only if he says, I don't know the story, even if he says, I know this story with all the details, but I don't remember, there's Man HaMakom, the Rambam holds, he can't apply Karav Apostle. Tosfos learns that the Gemara is Karav Apostle. And even the other two who know all the details are thrown out. And the Rambam holds, B'seirish not so. Hoyu Eidim Merubim. One says, Eini Yedeya. So you don't throw out the other two. Why? It's not Nimtze Echad Min Ho'edim Karav Apostle. Whenever you say, Eini Yedeya, and Zman HaMakom is Kilo Lo Heid Klal. Considered as if he never gave any testimony. Huh? No, so that's both Mamanis and the Parshas. Both Mamanis and the Parshas. And that's why the Rambam holds that any Adeya apostles, not only in Zman HaMakom, it apostles in Drishas also, both in Drishas and Chakiras. If he says any Adeya on the Gufo Shal Maise, so that's no good. The Gemara just asked the question, Michdi Idri Idri Deraisa Ninu. The Torah requires, that's what he finally wrote. Rami Bachami asked the two Talmidim that question. The Torah requires Drisha v'Hakira and also requires Bedikas. How come any there by Bedikas is good, any there by Drisha v'Hakira is no good? So the Gemara answers, Eidush Yatiyoch Lazim. The Rambam doesn't understand the Gemara the way we understood it. Eidush Yatiyoch Lazim is no good. No, the Rambam holds Eidush Yatiyoch Lazim and Mamanus maybe is good Menatur. That's not the Pshat. The Rambam understood the Gemara like this. Whatever is a more important part of the Haggadah Seid is, and you say any day, that's Kilo Lo Heid Kalal. So how do you determine which is a more important part and which is a less important part? So that's what the two Talmidim, Rav Kana and Rav Safar, tell Rami Bar Chama. They say this Zman HaMakom information is much more important than the Bedikas. When you're asking, what was the weather like? What was the carpet like? What color jacket was he wearing? Was he wearing a tie? Was he clean shaven? Was he not clean shaven? All those questions are less important than Zman HaMakom. Zman HaMakom is much more important. Varaya, Zman HaMakom can lead up to Hazama, and the carpet with the tie, with the jacket, can't lead up to Hazama. But it's not that the reason for the psul is Eidah Shiyat Yochel Azima. No. Eidah Shiyat Yochel Azima could be a good moment as Minat Torah. So you're not going to pass a lane a day on Zman HaMakom because of that. They just meant to say that since Zman HaMakom, that part of the Haggadah can lead up to Hazama, as opposed to the testimony on the color carpeting, on the type of the knife, and so on, can never lead up to Hazama. So therefore, this part of the Haggadah is more important than that. So this part of the Haggadah is called Gufa Shaledus. And the Eidim say, any then, the Gufa Shaledus, that's Kilo Lo Heidu Klal. And that's why the Rambam extends it also to the Drishas. And the Rabbi asks, what's going on? The Rambam says, if they ask him, how did he kill him? With a knife, with a bread knife or with a butter knife or with a fleshing knife, or milchik. It's not a fleshing, milchik, that's probably beneath it. But he asked, was it a bread knife or was it a pocket knife? There's two different things. Or did he shoot him or did he poison him? There's mom's two different things. So the Rambam says, if he says any of there is no good. So the Rabbi says, why? It's only bedikas. So the Rambam says, not bedikas. This mamish gufa shaladis. Any of there and gufa shaladis is no good. And the Rambam puts together any of there by drishas v'chakiris is the same thing. Not that any of there by zman and mokum is no good because edishiyati ochal azima. And any of there by drishas is no good for a different reason because chasa the gufa shaladis. The Rambam puts them both together. Any day and Zman and Mokum or in the Drishos is no good for the same reason Chasa the Gufa Shaladus. When the two students said, that was just in order to explain Asvara, why do I consider Zman and Mokum Gufa Shaladus? What's the difference when he borrowed the money? Night or day, which month it was, which week it was, what's the difference? The Gemara says, no, it's still, since it can lead up to Hazameh, and the carpeting, the issue of the carpeting and the color of the clothing is irrelevant for Hazama. So that's why we call that Gufa Shaladis. But any of their apostles, because we consider it as if the Yadis never got off the ground. So according to the Rambam, this Rabbeinu Tam is impossible to say. Rabbeinu Tam gets Azog over here. The husband brings two witnesses, and the witnesses testify that the wife was Mizana. And when we ask him detailed questions about this Manamach, he say any Yodeya, or they contradict each other on the Bedikas. So since they contradict on Bedikas, so they say any day on Chakiris, so we throw out the witnesses. So how would you describe the case? Rabbeinu Tam says, we describe the case as follows. The husband brought witnesses and we threw them out. Ramam says, no. The husband tried to bring witnesses and never got off the ground. He never brought witnesses. If you say any day, so Gonish Gazak, so you never said anything. Chosab Gufa Shaleda said there never was a Kabbalah Zainus. This Rabbeinu Tam over here on Daf Ches is Lishitos on Daf Mem Aleph on the base. That the Rabbeinu Tam says in the Tap Tesis. The Balei HaTesis learned that there is a din of Korav Apostle. If three witnesses testify, and two of them got all the information straight, and they correspond, and the third one says, any day on his Man HaMokam, so the Tap Tesis on Mem Aleph on the base, Keman Kerev Akiva, so the Tap Tesis says there would be a din of Korav Apostle. So that was the Lecha Mishnah was Masik on the Rambam. How does the Rambam say against the Gemara? How does the Rambam say against the Gemara? The Rambam says if you have three witnesses, one of them says any Adaya, you don't say Karva Apostle. This guy made his Bishar, V.A. Harig, you kill a guy. So the Lecha Mishnah is, how does the Rambam say against the Gemara? The answer is the Rambam understood the Gemara not like Tosfos. Because the Rambam holds whenever you say any Adaya and Zman HaMokom, we consider it as if the Adis never got off the ground. There never was a Haggadah Adis. That's the halacha. The Rambam quotes the din. There's a halacha kim shiigit shibin achayzim amagid. So when does that din set in? So the Gemara says kim shenechkerei dusim ebezin. After the drisha v'hakir is finished, then you say kim shiigit shibin achayzim amagid. But before the drisha v'hakir is finished, bezin didn't have a chance. Let's say he's testifying days and days and days, keeps on giving testimony, more testimony, testimony. But they still didn't ask him about the zman and the makom. That they're saving for the end. They still didn't ask him exactly when did it happen and where did it happen. If they didn't ask him till the end, he can back out from even from a month of testimony. If he still didn't say this man amokam is kilo lahayit klal, it's considered as if the yedus never got off the ground. Once it's nechkarei dusim abezin, then it's niskablo haedus, then it's called the hagodus edus. But before they say this man amokam, not that any day ends man amokam passels, and you throw out the edus because edus yati ochel azima. That's how Tesis learns. Rambam says, no, any day is man amokam. It never got off the ground. There never is any edus. So how can you make the husband pay meyer kesef? This Rabbeinu Tam is doubly mechudish. As a chiddush, even though we never established that the witnesses were lying, we weren't mazin them. Mazin means you establish that they're lying. Just that the husband brought witnesses and it fell apart. So they said any adan is manamakam. So that's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is that witnesses who say any adan is manamakam is considered Haggadah Seidus, which falls apart. The Rambam says it's not considered Haggadah Seidus at all. So this whole Rabbeinu Tam is Kula Chiddush. Where the Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara. But once he gave his pshat, he's forced into saying like that. This part of the Rabbeinu Tam is a Hekrech. Otherwise, the whole Gemara doesn't read straight. There is an interesting question which is raised by the Chazon Ish. On that Mishnah, Mem Omer Aleph, when the Mishnah says, if the witnesses say, they ask the witnesses, he says he killed them inside the building. They say, oh, ask them, what color were the walls painted? So they say, this wall was green, and that wall was green, no? And that wall was white. Okay, then they say, what about the floor? Was it a carpeting, tile, linoleum, wooden floor? So they say, what the floor was, Shem. So if they say, we weren't paying attention any day, okay, it's irrelevant. They say any day on the bedikas is good. But if the witnesses contradict each other on the bedikas, then it's no good. The Gemara says, how do you know that this is so? The Gemara says, special din only in din in the fashas. Eidem ha-makhishim is zuzu bedikas, bedinim mominis is kosher. Here, this on Laman on the day, six lines from the bottom. Omrav Yudah, Eidem ha-makhishim is zuzu bedikas, shere bedinim mominis. It's only a psul in the fashas, doesn't apply to mominis. Where do you establish, where is the pasuk in Chumash that teaches you this din, that if the witnesses contradict each other? So the Gemara says, if they contradict each other in certain details, ein ze nachon. And on other details, harei ze nachon, ein ze nachon. So the bottom line in the Gemara, on Lamed on the base, and the bottom line in Rashi. The Rashi says, because it says in Chumash, v'hine yemes nachon hadover. So that word nachon, that's an allusion to the bedikas. So if they say any day, so it doesn't pass off. But if they say hakosher, ain't there nothing? Hakosher bedik is pass off. So the Chazon Ish wants to know, what does it mean hakosher bedik is pass off? If they would have said any day, it would have been good. So now that they contradict each other, means if you have two witnesses and they contradict each other on bedikas, so there's no tziruf between the two because they're not mechuvanim. Ain't there nachon? Nachon means correct. Nachon means mechuvan. They don't coincide, they don't correspond. He says it was snowing outside and he says the sun was shining. He says it was raining, he says it was snowing. The sun was shining, a real contradiction. Okay. He says it was snowing, he says it was raining. He says it was hailing and he says it was snowing. They're two different things, hailing and snowing. So when you say Ein Zenochen, you throw out the testimony, what does it mean? That you need a tzirup between the two Edim. Like the Gemara says in Makkos at the end of the first pek, that Eidus Miuchedus is good in Mominus, but it's no good in the Fashas. Eidus Miuchedus means Echad Rei Mechalon Zev, Echad Rei Mechalon Zev. In the Fashas, you need Hakat Eidim. There should be a theory between the two witnesses. In Mominus, as long as you have two Eid Echad, is good enough. So maybe that's what it means over here. If you have a Hakosh in Bedikas, you can't say that they're not Mitztar from Yachad. So does the halacha require they should be mitzvah from Yachad? So Mominus, they don't have to be mitzvah from Yachad. Zeh ba'a yom ha'meh, v'haver ba'la mocher meh. By nefashis, the din requires they have to be made tefka de libra of each other. The witnesses have to testify tefka de libra of each other. We explain when you do the division of hakira, you're not going to have tefka de libra. So first you have one witness tell his version. Then you take the other witness, have his version. And then you see if they correspond. And then we discuss the case. And then if we see that is what to give by Nishmisa, then we have to have them testify again. So the Haggadah Seder that you gave the first time, strictly speaking, is not a valid Haggadah Seder. Because it wasn't Tech Dejibra of each other. So that's the Mishnah later. So the witnesses have to testify Tech Dejibra of each other. In Mominus, there's no such issue. The Gemara says the Seder, Zeh Bahayama made, the Chaver Bola Mocher made. Where was that? That was... Lamed Omer Aleph, five lines in the bottom. Rav Nasna, Mishamin Zvav Shazah Hayom, one Eid Echad can come to the Ekshav HaVeir Lamach, Hashemin is Zvarav. You don't require by Mominus the two witnesses should testify Techid Eid Libra of each other. And the two witnesses can testify on two different things. One, let's say, I say that you owe me $300. You once borrowed $100, and on another occasion, your behemoth was mazik me to the amount of $200. That adds up to some total of $300. And let's say I don't have two witnesses to testify on both. If one witness testifies on the halvo of $100, and one witness testifies on the hezek, that the behemah made a hezek of $200. So the Gemara says, even though they're testifying on two different things, but bottom line, I have two edim on $100. So you have to pay $100. And then in the fashas, it wouldn't work like that. Let's say one eid echad testifies he was mechal Shabbos, he's chayv skila, and one says he was avod avodah zarah, he's chayv skila. So Atar Shabbos Shebehem that is Chayt Skila. No, even if one says he was Mechal Shabbos on Parshas Bereishis and one says Mechal Shabbos on Parshas Noach, also wouldn't be Chayt Nisa. The witnesses have to say on the same Chil Shabbos have to be Rayim Zezeh. So that's the halacha. The Avis of Nefashis, you need a Tzir of Kat. They should be Metzuras Yach. They have to see together. They have to testify together. Has to be Rayim Zezeh. Has to be Tokid Edibra of each other. In Mamanis, you don't need. They can testify on two different things. One says, I saw the Halvor that when he lent them $100. The other one says, I saw the Hezek when the behemoth was masking him $200. So that's not a shav. You have two aid him on $100. On the extra $100, and the guy claims all $300. So they ask me, what do you say? So if I say he's telling the truth, he's telling a lie. So how can I use his testimony? It means I say he takahos me $300. I lent him $100 last month. And his name was masing me this month $200, and he owes me $300. But I don't have any witnesses. I have an edechot on this and an edechot on that. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara that's okay. You have two edim on the $100, on the amount of $100. So the halacha says in Mominus, all you need are two edechots. And in the Nefashis, you need a kat edim. You have to be Mitzurah Yachad. That's why the Belt says the Pshat. Achreinim have this. Why does it say? By Mominus it says Al Pishne Edim Al Pishlesh Edim Yop Mendova. By Nefashi it says Al Pishnaim Edim Al Pishlesh Edim Yop Yumas Amei. How come by Yumas Amei it says Shnayim and by Yop Mendova, which is Mammon, it says Shnei? So the answer is that Shnayim means a cup, like Shnayim Bovel Nerchal Atev. Shnei means two Edechot. The Gemara never, it's a very good comment. The Gemara should have made the comment. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. But Achreidim have that comment. The good comment said, this is the shaila the Chazon Ish raises when the Mishnah tells us that if the Edim contradict each other in Tzedikas and in Nefashis, it's no good. And in Mamanus, it is good. What's the beer? Lachor, that's the beer. Whenever there's a Hakosh and Tzedikas, this breaks the Tzirup between the two. So Mamanus, there's no requirement that there should be a Tzirup between the two Edim. If you can have Zed Bal Yamamei Vahaver Bala Mohammed, so you don't have a Tzirup Kat. All you need are two Edechots. They're made on two different stories, one on the $100 halva, one on the $200 hezek. So all you need are two edechot, so that's okay. In nefashis, you need a tziruf, that's no good. So the chayr, if that's the pshat, what would be the din in nefashis if you have four witnesses come and say about the murder, about the chil shabbos, and the two contradict the other two in bedikas? What would the din be? If the two contradict the other two in bedikas, so I should say, what do I care? These two are mitzvah from Yachad, and these two are mitzvah from Yachad. You should be able to give an Einish Misa, despite the fact that there is a Hakosha in Bedikas. It shouldn't bother me. The halacha that it says in the Mishnah Mem Amen Aleph that Hakosha in Bedikas is no good in the Foshes, the Chorvitz should only pose a problem if you need a Tziruf Kat. And one is Makhish one, so they're not mitzvah from Yachad. But if you have two who say the same bedikas and the other two who say the same, you have four witnesses, and the two contradict the two, lachor, that shouldn't pose a problem. Even if they came in one cut, what should be the problem? Mean each two are saying the other two are lying, so it should be eight sheker. Okay, that could be. If all four come together. If all four come together, Terechidei Dibur, let's say they were all there together. You can't say Korba Pulsa were there together. At the time they were watching, no one gave Eid Sheker. Maybe Sakachu, all four were there together. But when they come and they testify, all four Terechidei Dibur of each other, and they say it was carpeted, and they say that it was tiles on the floor, a wooden floor. So if you have Akosh and Medikas, so it could be that they're saying that they're lying, and they're saying that they're lying. So it could be that's the reason why it's no good, because you have a car of a puzzle. That could be. But what if they wouldn't come if they either of each other? Is there any way to say that it's no good? Two witnesses come together and they testify Terke de Dibra, and they say one version of the Bedikas. Then next month, for some reason or another, we still didn't give the death penalty. The next month another two witnesses come and they say the same story. They don't contradict each other, Medikas, but these two contradict those two. But then the two today and two next month are not Terke de Dibra of each other. So there's no problem of Tziruf. These two are Mitzarfim, these two are Mitzarfim. Is there a din that you can't give Einish Misa because there's a contradiction in Medikas? What does it bother me that there's a contradiction in Medikas? So the Chazon Ish points out that if you read the Tosfos on Chesam and Beis, Tosfos says that it's no good. Tosfos says that it's no good. Why is it no good? What's wrong? So the Chazon Ish has a charifas. Usually it's not his style. Has a charifas. He says it's no good because it'll be Eidah She'iyat Yochel LaHazimah. Because if the Eidim Zainim will only get a punishment if Nigmar Din Al Pihim. When Bezdin's going to make a Gemar Din after all the four witnesses testify, that the Gemar Din may either be based on the first two witnesses or based on the second two witnesses. It can't be based on all four together because they're contradicting each other. So Bezdin don't know themselves which two Eidim it's based on. They'll make a Gemar Din either based on the first two or based on the second two. So since it's Eidah She'iyat Yochel Azimah, so that's why you won't be able to give kasha zaman to either kind. So that's why the Eidus, that's why they can't give the Anish Misa. That's why they can't give the Anish Misa. Where do you see this in Tosfos? Because Tosfos is bothered with a kasha. Miu kasha the pirush abinatam. An chesam and beis vehevi hoa veidim vehizimum. In the longer Tosfos. Vehevi hoa veidim vehizimum. So by the end of the narrow line, you have a problem with the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Miu kosher the pirush Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara gave a whole bunch of interpretations over here. Many Amoraim gave different pshatim. Abayi Amar. How does Abayi say the machlokes is whether hasra stam is good or you need hasra mefuretes? Is it enough if you say don't violate Lysinov, you'll get the death penalty? You have to say don't violate Lysinov, you're going to get chenik. And Eishis Ishizin says the chenik. So did they have to mention the chenik, or they just say don't violate Lysinov, it's going to get the death penalty? So Yomar says maybe that's the machlekes amen hachamim, that the witnesses came and they said the husband brings to witnesses. How did Rabbeinu Tam learn this pshat? How did Rabbeinu Tam learn this? The husband brings to witnesses who say that the wife was Mizana during Erisin. But the witnesses fall apart because they say any day on this manamokam. They say any day on this manamokam. So Bezin throws it out. So they make the husband pay Meo Kesef. So the father of the girl says, okay, I have the Bezin of three, make him pay the Meo Kesef. So the Gemara says, well, if there is a concern, then it may develop into din and nefashah. So we already need 23 now, because choshishim lalas. If another month it will develop into nefashah, and we're going to reconvene again on the same case, of what will the balabatim say? That the rabbis finally discovered that the first three were crooks, the mechal shabbos, and that's why they had a convene on bezin of 23. They had threw out the first three. It's not at all the reason why. The reason why is originally was mamonis and now it's nefashah. But the balabatim won't understand. The choshishim lalaz is like choshim lekodim shal rishon, same kind of a concept. So the question is, the first two witnesses who said any adam is manamokam, they said there was no hasarah mufuretis for a particular einish misa. So what good is it going to do that more adam are going to come later who are not going to say any adam is manamokam? But we already know there was no hasarah mufuretis. I'm not going to change the whole story. The first pair of witnesses said there was a hasra stam, but there was no hasra mefureta. They just said, don't violate Lysinov, you may get the death penalty. But they didn't say you'll get chenik. So if you already need hasra mefureta, so it can never lead up to any nefashah, so it's enough. A bezna of three, never going to develop to become 23. But if you hold that you don't need hasra mefureta, that misa stam, hachyadu, shu chayv misa, you have to say beza misa hunerak. So then there is a possibility that it'll develop into din nefashos later. So you already need 23 now, in order, because chayshishim laz, in order it shouldn't be a pegim and the kvodim shal rishon. That's how Rabbeinu Tam reads the Gemara. And he keeps on reading all the Gemaras like that. Every Gemara is talking like that. The question is there a possibility that it can lead up? Right now, the Eidus fell through. The husband brought Eidim shizimsa ishtoi, and the Eidus fell through because they say any adan is manamakam. So we slap on him the penalty, even though they were never huzmu. We make him pay the Meo Kesef. That's how I've been in timelines. We make him pay Meo Kesef. So the question is, there really should be enough of Bezna 3. But if it can possibly develop into Din and Nefashis in the future, in other words, more Edom will come, who will not say any of them is Manam Okam, so then it's a possibility of leading up to Din and Nefashis, so then you're not allowed to judge even the Mammonis now with three, because Choshishim Lulaz will according to Sholoshanim. What will people say about the first three? So the Gemara keeps on giving one Ukimta after the other after the other. So then the Gemara gives the final Ukimta, very last Ukimta. Maybe the Iboy Seimo, that's on Testament base, around the seventh line from the top. And the final pshat is that maybe the Machleg Zamer Nachachamim in the Mishnah, whether you need 3 or 23, is there a possibility that it can lead up to Din and Nefashos or not? Maybe the Machleg says, Kigon dis kachash be bedikas, velois kachash be chakiris, komiflikli be plukted ben zakeber abonis. So what does that mean? So how do you translate the word? All the other cases in the Gemara roll like that. The Edim came today, Hedi Habal Edim, and the Edis fell apart because they said, Eni Adem's Manam Okim. And the question is there a possibility that new Edim will come later, and it'll lead up to Nefashis later? Is there a possibility it can lead up to Nefashis later? When you get to the last shot, it doesn't seem to fit in. The whole Rabbin and Tam doesn't fit in. That's what Teshu gets stuck. Nachamal, what's the pshat Biba Yisena? The witnesses, the husband's witnesses who testify the wife was Madonna, contradict each other in Bidikas. So Rameya says that it's Bishloisha. Why? Because there's no din in the fashas. Rameya says Bishloisha, there's no din in the fashas. Because Rameya holds like Ben Zakkai that Hakosh and Bidikas cancel the Edus. And the Chachamim say that you need 23. Because they disagree with Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. Their whole Hakosh and Bidikas doesn't cancel the Edus at all. So the Rabbin and Tam get stuck over here. That's the Machlokes min Hakotzer l'Hakotzer. Wait a minute. According to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Meir, you're giving the girl the Oynish Misa. You're giving the woman the Oynish Misa. And according to Rabbi Meir, you're not giving the woman the Oynish Misa, but the reverse, you're making the husband pay Meir Kesef. So how does it fit in? The Loshon HaMishnah says, Moitzi Shemra. What's Hashem mean? Do you make the pair husband pay the mayor kesef? According to the Chachomim, the Reb Meir, who don't agree with Ben Zakkai, so the Eidus HaBal didn't fall apart. The Eidus HaBal is still Kayam. So we're going to give Ein Shmisa here. So why is it called Moitzi Shemra? Moitzi Shemra means you pay the mayor kesef. So that's what Tosfos asks. If the Abinatam doesn't fit in the end of the Gemara. Miu Kosher, the Pirush Abinatam, that's on Ches on the base, right before the wide lines. Kosher Pirush Abin and Tam. The Gemara is not going to work out. Lamai the Masik Flukten Masim Flukten Ben Zakkai. Machlekes Ben Zakkai and the other Chachamim. The Gemara assumes the Rabbi Tanoim didn't agree with Ben Zakkai. Hashda Moitzi Shemra the Reb Meir Dama Bishloishes Tvias Meir Kesef. The Katova Ha'av Moitzi Shemra Bes Mishloish Rabbanon. Haidim Bechiv Misa Suisho Lobi Tvias Mamed. Ain't it this in Mitele Bak Kosher's Bedikas Le Rabbanon? So that was against the whole Rabbi and Tam. Ben and Tam says that the word Moitzi Shemra means always has the connotation of paying Meir Kesef. It doesn't mean giving the death penalty because we said a terrible story about someone's wife. That's called Moitzi Shemra. And Neshis Tish, we established that the Neshis Tish was Zinso, and she's Chayim Chene, because she violated Loitzino. So the Chachamim call that Moitzi Shemra. What kind of a loge Moitzi Shemra? That's called Neshis Tish Zinso. Moitzi Shemra is a technical term. It means the husband brought Aiden, and they were huzmu, or the Rabbein and Tam Tach says, the husband brought Edim and they fell through. A big chiddush. The husband brought Edim and the Edis fell through, so we make him pay Meir Kesef. But according to the final pshat that the Gemara gives on Testament Beis, it comes out the Edim didn't fall through. They were makesh each other in Bedikas. So Rameh holds Hakosh in Bedikas, cancels the whole Haggadah Edis. So you make the husband pay the Meir Kesef. And according to the Chachamim, it doesn't cancel anything. So you give the wife the death penalty. So according to Rabbi Natam, it doesn't fit in there. Rabbi Natam argued from the very beginning, the word Moitzi Shemra means always paying Meir Kesef. It doesn't mean giving the death penalty with tenacious isha zinsa. That's not what the words mean. So you get stuck. So then Tesha says, Miu, a few lines later, they say, Miu, Yeshli Yashav. They're going to save the Rabbi Natam. Miu, Yeshli Yashav. About the 7th, 8th wide line. When the Gemara says on Tesan and Beis, the list of Kimta, they were talking about a case that there was Hakosh and Bedikas. That's not all that happened. If it's only Hakosh and Bedikas, then according to the Chachamim, the Rav Meir, who don't agree with Ben Zakkai, so the woman gets the death penalty. You have to add on, there's a Hakashim B'dikis, and also they say, any day on this Manamacha. You got to say that too. Like the Rabbi Natan keeps on saying. They say, any day on this Manamacha. That's how he's recurring theme. Every pshat in Gemara says like that. So he says, Gam the Rabbi is the last pshat. Also, first they have a Hakashim B'dikis, and then they say, any day on. And there's manu makom nohamo mili yesh liyash kinemukik kigon is kachash bebedikis. And the Gemara gives that ukim to pshat on testament base. Ayre nami shikhishu achakach edio abak kosher gemura. Okay. I said that they say any idea. They say any idea is manu makom. They don't say any idea. Edio ab contradict them completely. So you're not going to hashtala miktala nami the rabban. Now for sure the girl is not going to get the death penalty. That's not the whole story that the Eidim contradict each other in Medikas. If that's the whole story, then according to the Chachamim, the Rav Meir, the girl is going to get the Enish Misa. So how do you call it Moiti Shema? So Rabin and Tam says, you have to add on something more. So I said, you add on. They said, any day is Manamach. Rabin and Tam adds on a little differently. The way it says to be said. He adds on that the father brought witnesses, it's Trey Trey. If the father brings witnesses and then mazim the Eriha Baal, once you mazim the Eriha Baal, then you're not choshish, then maybe the Baal is going to bring more Edom in the future. That's what the Gemara said here. Once he's been established that it's his Edom Ahuzmu, he's mamash a liar. So you don't have to be concerned, maybe more Edom will come in the future. But if it's only Hukhishu, if the father of the girl brought two witnesses who contradicted, maybe more Edom will come in the future. So now Taisa says, but wait a minute. But those who will come in the future, what happened today? How does the story go according to Rabbi Nathan? The husband brings two witnesses who contradict each other in Bedikas. The Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Yechim and Zaka. Hakosh in Bedikas, you don't proceed with the death penalty. And since you don't proceed with the death penalty, so therefore you make the husband pay Meir Kesef. Achidish. He brought Edom and the Edom stole three, you make him pay. And how much of the Bezin do you need? So Rav Meir says, Bezin of three is good enough. There's a possibility that it's going to develop into Dinei Nefashos. It's never going to develop into Dinei Nefashos. Because since Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, that Hakosh and Bedikas is no good, that today the husband brought two witnesses. Could be that next week, next month, the husband will bring another two witnesses, who won't contradict each other in Bedikas, who won't contradict each other, but one of the Edom, they'll either say it was carpeted or it was a wooden floor. So they'll say either like one of the Edom today or the other Edom. So the Edom who will come next month will be worthless, according to Rav Meir, because the two of them will either be contradicted by one aid or by the other aid. Because this guy said it was a wooden floor and he says it was a tile floor. So whatever they're going to say, they're going to be contradicted by one. So it comes that you have four aidim. Three say one way and one says the other way. So it's also no good. That's how I say. Hakosh and Bedikas is not only no good that you can't be mitzarif them together if they come tech de dibur. If you have two today who come and they're makesh each other in Bedikas, and Bechem and Zaka says you don't give nefashes, so Taisa Rabbi Natan reads in the Gemara in order to patch up the Gemara. So he's reading the Gemara. Even if another two witnesses will come next month, whatever they're going to say in the Bedikas will be either contradicted by one aid or by the other aid, so there won't be any din in nefashes. That's a fantastic chiddush. Eicha Taisa. How does he know that that's true? That's what the Chazanish points out. That's what Taisa said. The Chazanish just points out. That's what you see in the Taisa. If two come next month and they're contradicted in Bedikas by one of the two witnesses who came today, because the two came today contradicted each other in Bedikas, Rabbi Yechim and Zaka says, we're paralyzed. We don't give Einish Misa. Even if two Eidim will come next month, it'll never lead to Dinei Nefashos. Since it can never lead to Dinei Nefashos, you never need 23, so all you need is three for the Meir Kesef. And according to the Rabbanan, it will lead to Dinei Nefashos.
Even if two new witnesses don't contradict each other?
Right.
They're bound to contradict each other.
Today, there was a contradiction in the Bedikas. They asked him, he murdered him in a room, was it carpeted or was it wooden floor? The one says wooden floor, one says carpeted, so we can't give din in the questions today. And according to the Rabbanon, not that you're giving, you should give din in the Farshis today, because the Rabbanon, the Rab Meir, don't agree with Rabbi Yechon and Zaka. So Rabbi and Tom says, can't say you're talking about a case where you're giving din in the Farshis. But that's what they mean, that din in the Farshis is B'chof Gimel. No, they're talking about Moiti Shemra. So Rabbi and Tom says, no, something else came up. We can't give din in the Farshis anyway today. According to the Rabbanon, the contradiction in B'dikis is insufficient cause to then remove the din in the farshis. Not din in the farshis, because heidi ha'av eidim v'hikrishu. If he zimum le'edi abal, once he abal zomer, you're not choshish, maybe more eidim will come. But heidi ha'av eidim v'hikrishum le'edi abal, so maybe eidim, maybe more eidim will come in the future.
We're not
choshish.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a hot farshis. We're afraid the witness will come.
I mean, no, if he's zimum. No, but if you imagine the first Eidim, you see the whole thing is a lie. So then you're not, that was how the Gemara said, then you're not Koshish, then they'd be more Eidim going to come say the same thing. But if only Hikrishu, so you don't know who's telling the truth, but then maybe more Eidim will come in the future. So the Rabbin and Tom says, that's what it's talking about. Eidi ha'ov, Hikrishu, Eidi ha'bal ha'koshe gmur. Hashtalon mitzol anami the Rabbanon. So the girl doesn't get the Einish Misa. Because not only is there a hakosh and bedikus which doesn't bother the rabbanon, there's a hakosh and gemurah to trey u'trey. The other eighty ha'abal, eighty ha'ab say the whole story is not true. So then yechoshish maybe another two eidim will come in the future. Whatever the two eidim will say in the future, they'll both say the floor was tiled, or they'll both say the floor is a wooden floor. Whatever they're going to say is going to be contradicted by one of the two eidim today. So they say according to the rabbanon, it's not a problem. Even if the Yadim contradict each other, they hold like they don't. The Rabban and the Rameh don't agree with Rabbi Yechon ben Zakka. So you can give din in the Farshis based on that. But according to Rabbi Meir, who holds like Rabbi Yechon ben Zakka, it's never going to possibly lead up to din in the Farshis, because it's always going to be the two Yadim will come next month will be contradicted by one of the Yadim today, contradicted in B'dikis. So what does it bother me? But they're mitzarfim yachad. They see from Tosis no. Hakoshim bedikis is no good. Hakoshim bedikis is no good, even though it's one who's makish three Adam say the same. One says wooden floor today, one says wooden floor, one says carpeted floor, carpeted. And next month two Adam come and say carpeted or wooden, so the whole case is paralyzed. Why? They didn't come tech de dibra of each other, it came a month later. That's what he says. Ikal amechush l'sad yachmin. Rav gab dehani yachmin and amiyu mekashim bebedikas. What do you mean? The new Adam will come next month. Will be mekashim bebedikas from whom? From one of the present witnesses who came today. Either they say like the first one or like the second one. So the other Adam will contradict them. Mekam kam mikdal al rabban because they're not worried about hakoshim bebedikas. So the Rav Meir. Havi hakosha, and according to Rav Meir, hakosha mebedikas, it can't be done din in the farshis, even though it's 3-1, and it's not tech de dibur. Big chiddush, that's what the Chazanish points out. He's not so convinced that Taisus is right. Today there's Meir Sela. Today the husband brought two witnesses who testified the wife was Nizana. And then the two witnesses contradicted each other in B'dikas. So according to Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, the case of din in the farshis fell apart. Even according to Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, the case fell apart. So therefore, we make the husband pay the meyer kesef.
Well, the rabbanan is still.
And
the
so according to the Rabbanon, it's going to be dealing the farshis of the girl, so it doesn't sound like it. Right? So he says it must be that something must, in addition to the Hakoshim Dikas, must be something else came up also. So even according to the Rabbanon, the husband is going to pay Meir Kesef, the girl is not going to get Einish Misa. What came up? So that's what Taisa says, Miu Yesh Li Yashev, that there was Hakoshim Gmura. So Taisa says, what's the Hakoshim Gmura? The father of the girl brought two witnesses who contradicted 100% what the witness. They say that the girl was Mizana, and they give an alibi. We were with the girl that night. That's not true. not a hazama. It's only hazama if they say about the yedi b'mano ha'yisim b'mak mach. It's not a hazama, but it's not right hakasha. How can you say the girl was mezana that night? We spent all night with the girl on a Shabbaton. They were somewhere else. The girl wasn't mezana that time. So that's a hakasha. So the rabbinat tam, that's also a chiddush in the rabbinat. Rabbinat tam holds in such a case, when it's trey or trey, you make the husband pay mei or keser. That's a chiddush. The husband brings two edim and says insa. We're never mazim the edim. So not only if the edim falls apart because they said any a day on zmanamokom, even if the edim cannot be accepted because two edim say they're lying. It's a trey trey. My husband is the tzayis lahani. Tzayis lahani. So we make the husband pay mayor keser. Why do you make him pay mayor keser? Maybe he has kosher edim. What do you want from him? The whole Rabbein Atam is kula chiddush over you. Mavel al arayim, this whole, from the beginning to the end, the whole Rabbein Atam. I don't know, that line, I don't remember if that's in the Sefer Yoshim. I just remember when we learned Sanhedrin, so Rav Soloveitchik made us look in the Sefer Yoshim on this daf, on this Rabbein Atam. I don't remember what. I think it's on that line, by the tiny letter Dalit of the Bach. That the Rabbi Natam is patching up, that the pshat is, that the father brought witnesses who are contradicting Hakosha Gemura to the witnesses of the husband. So you make the husband pay mayor keser because it's trey or trey. Rabbi Natam said if the husband brought aides and it fell through because huk chushu, they contradict each other, or lo kibna witnesses, they say any adeya is mana makam. But what if the witnesses are consistent, everything is fine? But another two witnesses come and it's a trey or trey. They make the husband pay mayor keser because it's a trey or trey. His witnesses are kashi, just don't know. So you have to look in the Sefer Yosha. It could be that in the Sefer Yosha it doesn't say that line. It could be that it says there that they all said Edi Adeya later on. Now in the end of the Tosfos, the last 8-9 lines in this Tosfos, they point out halacha lemaisa according to this Rabbein Atam. What did the Rabbein Atam say over here? Going back to the very beginning, how did the Rabbein Atam learn this fantastic shot in the month? None of the Rishonim agree. All the regular Rishonim say based on the Gemara and Ksubos. Well, first of all, the only time it's the first of all, Dvarim Mechuvarim Kesimlo, it's absolutely clear that the Eidei HaBaal are lying if you're mazim them. Anything less than mazim, so where did you establish that they were lying? But Rabbi Natam doesn't learn like that. Rabbi Natam learns whenever the husband brings witnesses who testify that the wife was Mizaneh, the witnesses testify, and then it fell through. The Rambam holds, what do you mean? If they testify and then they say, Eidei HaDeh and Nizman HaMokim, so it's not that they testify and fell through. They never testified. They never got off the ground. But the Rabbi Natam holds not so. The Shitasa Memalef and Beis. He says if Eidim say Eidim Deir Zman HaMokom, it's Eidus Sula, because it's Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima, and you say Kar Apostle. Even though the two who said all the information is also no good. So that's what he holds. So what does the Rabbi Natam say here? The husband brings two witnesses, and they say Ishta Zinsa during Erisin. And we're holding by considering giving an Oynash Misa. And then when the Bezin says, well, exactly when did this happen? So they can only tell us within a range. They can't tell us exactly which day it was and where the location was. They just remember vaguely. So that's any of them. Mana Malcolm says no good. So Rabbeinu Tam says, since the husband brought witnesses and it fell through, so they make the husband pay the mayor keser. So now that Rabbi Natam asked Akashan himself, the last 10 lines in Tosfos, but the punishment of the husband in the case of Moti Shemra is a 3-part punishment. The first part is that we give him malchus. The second part is that we make him pay mayor keser. And the third part is, well, they steal the Isha. So over here, the witnesses testified that his wife was Mizaneh. She's a Seitas Tura Labayla. So he's not allowed to live with the wife. So what do you say that we make because the witnesses said any adeus manamokim, so the testimony fell through, and therefore we make the husband pay Meyer Kesser. But Rabbeinu Tamir said himself, what do you mean you make him pay Meyer Kesser? You're applying the whole punishment of Moti Shema. But part of the punishment is V'loi Si'il Yisha. How can it be V'loi Si'il Yisha? We just established that the woman is a Saita Asura L'Bailo. He's not allowed to live with his wife. So where do you ever find that you have half of the punishment without the other half? You make him pay the Meyer Kesser, even though you don't have the punishment of V'loi Si'il Yisha. It has to go together. The Mishnah has in Eilon Arish Yeshlam Knas. Abo Alam Amzeres Balanasina. The Mishnah has you pay Knas of Oynis money. You pay the Oynis in the Fatim Oynis Hashem. Oynis means a man is minus a woman. He has to pay the Hamishim Shekel Kesef despite the fact that you don't save Eloi Si'il Yishu. That's by Oynis. That's the Gemara says. Gemara quotes one Tana who disagrees, and Gemara said the Mishnah is not so. The Mishnah in Eilon Nara says that now she has Knas, even though she's an Isha Psula. If she's an Isha Ksheira for sure, is Yesh Knas. Even if she's an Isha Psula, and you can't say Veloy Se'el Isha, because you don't say Etzer Becha Loi Sesi. He's not allowed to marry the Mamzeres and Asina. Still, you have to pay the Hamishim Shekel Kesa. But over here, by the Moitzi Shemra, the Rabbeinu Tam assumes the Dover Pashut that the whole punishment has to go together. Veloy Si'il Yisha, he is married to her already. Veloy Si'il Yisha means he has to remain married with her. He's not allowed to divorce her. So Rabbeinu Tam says, but if she's an Isha Hasura, if you have testimony that she became a Seita Hasura Bali, he has to divorce her. So Rabbeinu Tam says, if he has to divorce her, and you don't have that part of the punishment, then you don't have the other part of the punishment either, of paying the Meyer Kesef. He assumes that Dava Pasha, there is no Gemara that says like that. There is no Gemara, but he assumes the Dava Pashut that everything goes together. It's a package punishment. By Oynis, it's the Feirish Machlekes HaTanoim, and we paskin according to the Stam Mishnah and Eilon Aris, even Naira Psula, even a Psula has Knas, despite the fact that you don't say V'lo Yisri V'Yisha, but you pay the Hamishim Shekel Kesef. But by Moitzi Shemra, Tesis assumes the Dava Pashut, you can't separate between the two. If he has to divorce his wife, if the halacha requires he has to divorce his wife, so what do you want from him? He brought the witnesses, and the witnesses, he was obligated. His religion requires he should bring witnesses. He thinks his wife is a Saita. Bezin says, you're right, she is a Saita. You have to get divorced. And now you make him pay Meyer Kesef because he brought the witnesses. He had to bring the witnesses. He thinks the woman is Asura al-Baila. It turns out that she is Asura al-Baila. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, how can it be that the witnesses are them on him, and you make him get divorced from his wife, you establish he's a Saita Asura al-Baila, and then you turn around and you say, well, we're going to make the husband pay for this. How can you make him pay? So it must be that the witnesses did not accomplish anything. If the testimony of the witnesses who said any day and Zman HaMokim would have accomplished the Asad Isha al-Baila, the Dalocha requires of the husband he should bring the witnesses. So it's a raya from here. Tzichaman Pirsha made a time Shehimu Teres Labailo. When they say any Odeya, or when they contradict each other, Kishelo Kivnu Egusa means they say any Odeya is Mana Mokam. That's how it says explicitly in the Sefer Yosher Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't have this lotion. He says Kishel Omer any Odeya is Mana Mokam, or if they're Maksish each other is Mana Mokam. The Lav Hachi, if you're going to say she does become Asura al Bailo, even though the Yedim say any Odeya, doesn't mean exactly V'loi Si'il Yisha. That's not really the way he formulates the taina. It's not such a taina, because by oynis you pay the Hamishim Shekel Kesef, even though there is no V'loi Si'il Yisha. So why can't you say the same by Moitzi Shema? So the answer is no, but Moitzi Shema can't be. Moitzi Shema, you're punishing him for building up this whole case against his wife. The halacha requires us to build up the case, and she's Asura Baila. The halacha requires you have to, if you have witnesses, you have to bring the witnesses, and if it turns out that it's correct, you have to get divorced. So why are you punishing him? That's what he means there. Yesh lo mamikan, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, from this Gemara you can see, halacha lamaise, we had a Mishnah, echad din imamis v'echad din nefashis need, that mishpat echad yolachem is only by mamis and nefashis. What if there's a different case? What about Dovah should be Yervon? What about Dovah should be Yervon? Not included in the Hekeshi. Dovah should be Yervon also needs Brisha v'Hakira, or not? Let's say Eidus Aguna. Eidus Aguna. shayla, the husband is missing for the longest time, and witnesses come and they say, we know the husband is dead. How do you know? We participated in the funeral. We in the Chevet Kadisha, we identified him, we buried him, we know for sure he's dead. And they ask him, exactly when did this funeral take place? We don't know. We participated in many funerals, we don't remember exactly when. It was a couple of years ago, we don't remember exactly when. So would you believe the Eidim or not? So the last daf in Yevamos, the Gemara has a whole machlekes hatanan, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, but the Eidus Isha, Eidus Aguna needs Rishi v'Hakira, does not need Rishi v'Hakira. That could be that min haTorah to be Matav and Aguna, you need two kosher Eidim. If the double should be Erevah, I mean the Rabbanon, they were Mekel Eid Echad is good, so once they were Mekel Eid Echad is good, so the Mele, Kroivim are good, and Oshim are good, and Baal Dover is good, the woman who Isha Atzman, the man is Laimar, and Meis Bayer. So Midi Rabbanon, that we will make a Leir Echad is good, so we make a lot of things. So maybe the Tanoim have a Machlegis Halacha L'Maisi B'Zman Hazeh, where they need Rishi V'Hakira by Yedis Isha, by an Aguna. But on the level of the Raisa, that you needed two kosher Eidim for an Aguna to be Mater, the woman to remarry, so the Pashtus is that you certainly needed Rishi V'Hakira. That's what the Rabbi Natan says over here. When it says, Mishpatecha Yerlachem, to be Mashve, Mominus, and Nefashis, so we left that. There are three areas we need. There are three areas we need Shnei Eidim Shem, the Mominus and Nefashis, and Dovah Shabbi Yerva. So what about Rishi V'Hakira by Dovah Shabbi Yerva? Do you need Rishi V'Hakira? So Rabbi Natan says, yes, you do need. Without Rishi V'Hakira, the Eidim is no good. So that's why if the Eidim is, the Eishlim and Mikan, the Osir Eidim, the Amesh is plenty Zinsa, the boy, the Rishi V'Hakira, the Asa Baila. It's included in the big Hekesh. Mishpatechid Yalachem, to be Makish, Mamanis, with Nefashis. So Dovah Shabbi Erev is also included. The Machlegis HaTanayim, the last daf in Yevamos, the last 10 lines in Yevamos. Rabbi Kiva Raptarfim, where the Eidis Isha needs Rishi V'Hakira, that's on the level of the Rabbanon. How far do they get? How far do they go? With the Takonos Rabbanim Shimi Gun, Akilu Be'Rabbanim, they said Erechad is good, and Anochrim is Sichlis, Vitum is good, and Stanim are good, all the Kulis, and Kroivim are good, and Isha is good, and Baldover is good. They will make all and come out everything. So not everything. We had the other day, Gazan Shalter Apostle Eidus Isha, that they will not make along. They don't go so far. The Gemara has the Machlokes HaTanaim. How far would they go vis-a-vis the Rishi V'Hakira? But on the left, but Mi'ikar HaDin, you really do need Rishi V'Hakira. And the only time they were Mekel is Mishum Meguna Kira Baman, but by a Soita L'Bailo, they left it on a Din Deiraisa. It's a Soita L'Bailo, you need Rishi V'Hakira. So if they're going to say, Eini HaDin, Zman HaMokam, she'll be Moteris L'Bailo. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'Maaseh. This part of the Rabbi Natan. This can stand alone. You can reject the rest of the Rabbi Natan, and this can stand alone. It's not bad. This part is not so bad. Can the dinger on this also? You can dinger on this too? You can say it's not so, but this part of Rabbi Natan can stand alone without the hechrech, the rest. So that's the famous tshuva in the Nodi Yehuda, where he throws this out also. He doesn't like this part of Rabbi Natan. He first quotes and says, and even as like the Rabbi Natan, that you only asher and isha lebaila if you have two eidim who say zinsa and eishes isha zinsa, so dovah should be erva. Meis baila is also dovah should be erva min haTorah, but min the rabbanim shumagin or kila berabbanim, so they will make leid echad is good. But to say eishes isha zinsa, that's min haTorah and min the rabbanim, they never changed it. So that remains halacha lemaisa. You need two eidim to say zinsa. You need two eidim, so it says in Shulchan Aruch like the Rabbi Natan, you need two kosher eidim, so you need Rishi V'Hakira. So if they have no Rishi V'Hakira, they say any day is no good. So the Nevi Yehuda has his famous tshuva to the Bechad David, to the Sephardic rabbi in Constantinople, the author of the Divrei Emes. The Shaila happened where he lived. The Shaila came up in Podolia, in Poland, where the Nevi Yehuda and the Baal Shem Tov lived in the same village. That was before the Nevi Yehuda became the rabbi in Prague. He was a rabbi in a smaller village. So there was a story that there was a... He writes up the whole story. That they were encouraging all of the people to do tshuva before Aseres Yemei Tshuva, before Yom Kippur, and anyone who wants to have a repentance session with the Dayanim should admit when any averis that they did. It sounds like by the Galocha. They should admit confession, yeah. If they want to have a session of confession, they should confess to the Rabbanim, the Moreh HaRoh, and then tell them what kapara they should do. So one man starts confessing that he was having an affair with an Eish Ish. He wants to know, what does he do for tshuva? Wow, what do you mean had an affair? So the woman has, was it Beratzen? Yeah, and then it comes Adam. Adam comes. There were Adam too. So the Adam came and they testified the woman was Mizana. The only thing is that the Adam didn't remember. It was before Pesach, after Pesach, but there are a lot of Adam. The Adam didn't remember. It was more than once that they were Mizana. They didn't remember when. So the husband of the woman who was Mizana was a Talmud Chacham. So he had, I think, six reasons why she's Materis Labaila. He built up a whole case why he doesn't have to get divorced. And the Nadi Yehuda has it, so the Baal Shem Tov and Nadi Yehuda both said the woman is Asur Albaila. So the Baal Shem Tov was not a politician, and the Nadi Yehuda was a rabbi. He knew a little politics. The Baal Shem Tov didn't know from politics. He just made an announcement, the woman is Asur Albaila, and he had to leave town. Because these people were close to the mayor, close to the government, whatever, and the mayor of the town passed a law that whoever says whoever is Mavaza, this woman in public, has to leave. So they quote in the history books that the Baal Shem Tov said, I'm not going to say that the Eish Ish is Soit Asur Albaila, because then they're going to kick me out of town, so I'm not going to say that. But he kept on saying 100 times till everybody understood what he said, and then he left town, then he moved away. And the Nadi Yehuda was the rabbi there. He couldn't just make a pronouncement and leave. So he wrote a tshuva to the Becha David, who was the rabbi, the Sfardish rabbi in Constantinople, as if he had sent a shayla from Constantinople. It wasn't from Constantinople, it was in his backyard. But he wanted to be mefarsin. So he wrote a tshuva to him that the rabbanim should stop tumbling about the theoretical case without writing where it was and who it was. So he has a very long tshuva, tshuvayim base, in Chelek Ebenez, in Nadi Yehuda, Chelek Aleph, where he has that the husband was a Talmud Chacham, and he worked out 6 Svaras L'Hakil. He has a whole 3/4 of the page, Tiras Heta Aleph, then he has Tiras Heta base, Tiras Heta Gimel. He says so each Heta that the husband had, and then at the end he comes to the conclusion, Ishizu Asur Al-Baila, whoever she is, wherever she lives, she's Asur Al-Baila, and they have to get divorced. Then the Becha David didn't agree with him. So he sent him the tshuva for his approval. He didn't agree with everything, so he sent it back. So they have they have the next letter. Then he said, "You're wrong, and I'm right." So this is part of that story. The first Steiras Heter Aleph is on this. That the Rabbi Natan proof in the Gemara. No, the Rabbi Natan, nobody holds like this Rabbi Natan. But in Shulchan Aruch it says like this, that Eidus to Asa Benisha Labayla needs Drisha Lachakira. That says in the Mechaber. So the Nadi Behuda writes, we don't hold like that. Because the whole Rabbeinu Tam is Shreb, we shouldn't pass him like this in the Shulchan Aruch. Very shver Rabbi Natan. The whole pshat in Gemara is very shver. So we cover the whole cases here. Bizman shehisru bohem. Tell you what, maybe for tomorrow we already did Parshas HaShavua, so maybe tomorrow we'll go Vayta Nigmar. Maybe tomorrow take a look in this gigantic cases. Most of it we discussed Baal Peh already. Eid Ameid, Eid Araya, most of it we discussed. There's a couple of lines here and there that I want to discuss that are relevant. And then we'll continue with the next Gemara. We'll go right now.